The Abbotsford and Mission areas are safer now than they were in 2023. That's what the latest report by Statistics Canada shows, revealing the police reported crime numbers in 2024 throughout BC and the country as a whole. Crime rates and crime severity index are down almost universally across the province, including in the Abbotsford Mission census area, which ended up having one of the smallest numbers in both of these categories. The 2024 crime severity index, which includes traffic-related offenses, was 95.0 for Abbotsford Mission, which is an entire 11% lower than what it was in 2023. The area's crime rate also decreased from 2023 to 2024, dropping 4% to 6,380. This rate represents the number of crimes that were reported per 100,000 residents, but does not include traffic offenses. This is a major difference from the neighboring community of Chilliwack, which had almost double the crime rate at 11,352, and a crime severity index of 141.7. For all of BC, the crime rate last year was similar to Abbotsford Mission, sitting at 6,861, which is a 7% decline from 2023. The crime severity index also decreased by 11% to 93.0. Nina Krieger, BC's public safety minister and solicitor general, called the results encouraging for BC. She credited the reduction to focused investments in policing, mental health and addiction supports, housing and crime prevention initiatives. While these results are promising, we know we have more work to do and there are specific areas where we need to renew our focus, she said in a written statement. If you are the victim of a theft or an attack, these statistics do not make you feel any safer. BC's crime rate is now slightly better than Alberta's and much better than the Prairie Provinces, but still trails Ontario, Quebec and Atlantic Canada. Nationally, the crime rate and severity index both decreased 4 percentage points in 2024 compared to 2023, but increased significantly over the past decade. Compared to 2014, Canada's crime rate increased 12%, and the severity index increased 16%. This is the first drop in the crime severity index for either BC or Canada as a whole since 2021. Retired Simon Fraser University criminology professor, Neil Boyd, told Black Press Media that while it is good news to see things begin to go in the right direction, the increase in the crime severity rate over the past 10 years is the more meaningful statistic, and is worrying. From 2014 to 2024, the crime rate has seen an even bigger drop of 8%. Despite this, the province's crime severity index has climbed during this time, rising 3% in the past 10 years. Over the last 10 years, we've seen an increase in violent crime and a corresponding decrease in other kinds of crime, Boyd said. He floated several ideas for why this is, including that many digital crimes, the type of fraud attempts perpetrated against many Canadians daily through text, phone and email scams, go unreported. This is the changing business of crime itself, he said. That isn't captured really in these crime stats, he said. Another possible factor is what he called social disintegration, meaning the increase in the visibility of substance abuse and mental illness on Canada's streets. If you ask somebody, how is the downtown east side in Vancouver today relative to a decade ago, just about anybody who is being honest will say it's in much worse shape today, he said. BC. Conservative public safety critic Eleanor Sturco, a former RCMP officer, said many people are afraid to come forward due to fear of retribution, meaning crimes go unreported. My biggest fear and worry for our province is that those stats are actually a reflection of people's underreporting of incidents, she said. A 2024 report from the community-driven coalition group Save Our Streets indicated that the recent decreases in both the crime severity index and crime rate are in stark contrast to how many BC residents are feeling about the safety of their communities. According to the results of the survey, which was conducted last September, 52% of Lower Mainland respondents felt that criminal activity in their community had actually increased within the past 4 years. It was so significant that 54% of Lower Mainland residents regularly feared for their safety, with 74% believing that the crime rates were negatively impacting the community's quality of life. Save Our Streets co-founder Jess Ketchum explained that this survey was a chance for British Columbians to speak up about their personal experiences with local crime, which can often differ from official statistics due to factors like underreporting, which was a major concern for many of the survey respondents. As disheartening as these results may appear at first glance, the good news is residents across the province have clearly stated that they are open to new ideas and willing to support new and expanded approaches to tackle crime, reform our justice system, and provide effective treatment and recovery options for people suffering from addiction and mental illnesses, Ketchum said.